When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah, AJ Smith-Sharver is back. Now, I don't see Ian Anderson on that list.
Mr. Anderson.
And that's one. He looked good in Gwinnett, so I'm a little confused. I'm confused by their tactics because Elder, you know, Anderson's got a little more velo than Bryce Elder, Carl. Bryce Elder doesn't have, like, you know, knock you out stuff.
Right.
As far as, so he's got to be good with his location and he's got to pitch the contact and hope that guys behind him can obviously do their jobs. But it's not exactly, you know, murder's row from where we were looking. Losing Chris Sale is just kills you. Ronaldo Lopez looks like he's good to go. Hopefully Max Fried has certainly been clutched down the stretch for the Braves, so hopefully he'll be able to do more of that. It's just the way this season ended, it's just so, I don't know, apropos for a game that you're starting in, you know, literally the day after you just had to get through all the drama yesterday. And we've missed so many games to injury, and now you don't have Chris Sale for the series.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. We want to hear from you. You can text us as well. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in this radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Now, I want you to hear Brian Snicker after we clinched a spot in these playoffs last night. Now, they immediately jumped on a plane and went out to California. But Snit is right about this, guys. Anything can happen.
It's awesome. I mean, when we were kind of, I said, I told Witt one day, I was like, we're running out of you rejects to play, you know? So, no, it's awesome. Like I said, I'm really happy for the guys. They put so much into this on a daily basis and, you know, their families and everything. So it's a special time when you get to go because you never know. You know what? We're in. Anything can happen now.
Hey, man, it would be one for the ages if the Braves could find a way to make it happen. Hell, just to, like, there's no moral victories. I mean, a team that was built and has a nucleus that everybody 1 through 9 is, or 1 through 8, I should say, Carl's under contract, and you've got so many young stars. Don't have to remind Braves fans, decimated by injury, but you came back and you scrapped and you battled with journeymen, with dudes that, like, literally released from other teams, pitchers coming back and forth from Gwinnett. I mean, it's been amazing. That's why, guys, I get it. You want to bang on Snicker? There's not a lot of managers that could cobble together what he did this year with all the stuff, Carl, they had to deal with.
You know, a few years ago when we won it, I said this is by far his best managerial job as far as in a season. I lied. It's this year. Too many things to maneuver day in and day out, and your biggest stars absent. This is by far, just to get us here, is his best managerial job. Now, Mike, if he goes above and beyond and we somehow find a way into the championship series or the World Series, then that's a whole nother conversation. But you have to beat the Padres. It's Dukes and Bell. Now that the Braves are in, now what? Well, we face arguably the best team in the second half. Mike mentioned it. They were 43-20, guys, in the second half. Nobody was better. So why? They have a stacked lineup, and I think they have the best bullpen in Major League Baseball. As we look at this series, there are guys that are hot, which gives me a lot of hope, Mike. Ozzie was 4-for-31 going into Monday. You see what he did yesterday? That home run that we thought was going to be the difference. I mean, he had in the doubleheader, he was 3-for-7 with a double. Ozzie might just be going right now. We know about Harris. Olsen, since July 31st, has heated up. Ozuna, 28 career games against these guys. Mike, 7 home runs and 840 OPS. Maybe this gives us the hope that this lineup facing this particular team can get it done.
You got the dudes that you know, like Manny Machado. You got guys, you know, certainly, you know, that you've expected. Because the Padres, for years, it was kind of funny, Carl. They wouldn't put any money into the thing. And all of a sudden, they've been spending like the Yankees, it seems like the last couple, like four, last 5 years. But you know some of the names, and you've seen it both on the pitching side, in the outfield. They've got stars, man. They got a lot of dudes. Fernando Tatis Jr., one of the stars before the injuries, and kind of set him back initially. So, and you got to start there. I mean, that's part of it. You know, it's two over there in San Diego. It's long odds, but I'll give you, like I said, give me a puncher's chance. And it's a guy just hit me up on Twitter. It's so funny. The attitude, the roller coaster of emotions. Guy goes, I don't expect anything. Well, then you can't be disappointed.
That's right.
Okay? I mean, look, guys, we're in it. We're here. You know, it's a hell of an accomplishment. No, I'm not going to rationalize, because every year I think you should expect to win the World Series when you're one of the top five teams in baseball. But there's only so many things you can do, Carl, when you don't have Austin Riley and you don't have Ronald Acuna and you don't have Spencer Strider and everybody else who was gone for half the season.
That's the thing that they've overcome. And that's why I'm so shocked that they're even here, to be quite honest with you. I kept thinking this thing was going to fall apart. You guys know. I kept saying, look, this is not a good team. How are we going to find ways to win? And they just kept doing it. The issue, I think, for us as Braves fans is they've been so dominant the last few years that they didn't do it in a way that you went, I know for sure we're going to be all right. We didn't run off 10 or 12 in a row. We barely had, you know, three-game sweeps for a few months there. I mean, you're going back to June or July, I believe it was, up until the last time that we just got one. It's not been a dominant series or season, but we found a way to get in. Let's hear Matt Olson, Mike, because he says we've been battle-tested. Is this what the mantra is going to be as they head into this series tonight?
I feel like we've been tested throughout this year. You know, it hasn't come easy for us by any means. We found a way to push through, come back in some games, you know, grind out some wins. And that's the kind of stuff you're going to have to do in the postseason. So to have that happen for 162, you get ready for it.
Major League Baseball media was polled about the series. 27 writers to none say the Padres are going to win. So, all right. Our man, Mr. No Three Putts, just sent this to us. Pretty funny. Thanks for the link, man. You got a producer credit there, Sparky. But yeah, nobody's giving us a shot. So let's go for it. Let's be Rocky Balboa against Apollo Creed. Let's go.
I give us, again, anything can happen. I'm with Snit on this. I'm with Matt Olson on this. But you need a little magic.
But I mean, you needed, look, if it was Chris Sale and Ronaldo Lopez and Max Fried, then you really liked a puncher's chance in this. You know, having to roll out A.J. Smith-Sharper or Bryce Elder.
It's hard.
I got to be honest. I'm not exactly, you know, if you're going to, you know, if this was a suicide pool, you would never, ever, ever pick the Braves in this playoff of all the teams that are still alive. It's frustrating, but you got to make the most of it and just hope that somebody, a Laureano, hits a friggin' home run, right? Somebody comes up and does something other than right-handed Ozzie.
That's it, Mike. I mean, here's the deal in these series, and we've seen it. We've seen it against our own team, where a bum comes up, or a guy that you did not expect to do anything, all of a sudden Mike has a great at-bat, or has a couple of great at-bats, or has a great game, and you go, we didn't expect that, and therefore it allowed us to win this game. Then you find yourself in a predicament where, what if we steal game one tonight? Mike, it's three games. What if we steal game one tonight? And you're starting
that's
a guy
it.
That you don't trust,
right.
And all of a sudden you get some magic. So that's where I'm at with this, Atlanta. Grab yourself and let's go.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.